You have been called, hip hop's new savior, the new Nas. Do you feel like there's any pressure on you to live up to those titles?
Yeah, in a way, because you don't never really expect nobody to say those kind of things on you. You know what I'm saying? Of course, as a rapper, I don't think you're gonna find a rapper that don't think that he better than the next rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he is, he's just trying to hit a quick little lick. If it's somebody that really take it serious, they feel like they better than whoever.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. In that kind of a way, yeah, but just
also that's kind of a responsibility, though. It's like a voting thing almost, where because of what you displayed, the people have nominated you as that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing you gotta remember. It's the people and the fans that put artists in the positions they're in.
Mm-hmm. We don't have fans though.
But does it set I like that. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Does it set an artist up for failure though?
Yeah, I think so. If they ain't got no dope rhymes,
if they
ain't got no Just Blaze beats,
that is true.
I'm just fucking around. But yeah, I think so. I think in a way, I think because I think like when somebody fails after something like that, it's really because if you live in your head or if you really, you know what I'm saying, like the pressure of that in your head,
yeah,
it's like you could constantly just like critique yourself into nothingness. You know what I'm saying?